I am Christina Maximoff. Welcome to A Sunday at the Atelier for WRP. Today, I'm sitting with Corentin Quick, the coordinator of L'Ours Blanc, a co-living experience dedicated to creativity. The space hosts very different types of creatives and has given many the opportunity to organize exhibitions, conferences, and other types of events here in the 19th district of Paris. So, Corentin, thanks for having me here at L'Ours Blanc. How did all this project start?
The project was in the first place initiated by Samuel Rémy, who is an architect who will work on the rehabilitation of the building. So before the process of the rehabilitation to start, he had the idea to take profit of the all this free space to give the opportunity for some people to work at low cost in Paris.
Okay, so this is not a free space. It generates itself with the help of the residents as well. Is that so?
The residents pay a rent. Mm-hmm. They are not occupying the space for free. Originally, the project had two objectives. One for the rehabilitation of the building. The owner has an interest in this temporary occupation. Mm-hmm. Protect the building against
squatters.
We give a good image of the building in the neighborhood, and the transition between the vacancy of the building and the beginning of the rehabilitation is like more fluent, more.
The transition happens easily, and
yes, So we help the owner managing the transition.
And also you give a great chance for many people to come and exhibit.
Yes.
How many exhibitions have you had since this? You opened the 15th of December 2016. How many exhibitions have you hosted?
Since the beginning of February, I think we had 4 exhibitions a month because we have 2 spaces to use. The basement, the first,
ground floor,
and the ground floor.
And how residents here, how did you choose them? What was the base of your choice?
The base of our choice was the lack of time, so we couldn't make appel à candidature.
Yes, opportunities.
So we use
a call for artists.
Yes, so we use all of our contacts, mm-hmm. And so the word spread by itself that there was an opportunity to have space in Paris for
in the 19th district, which
yes.
is still like a center of Paris.
Yes,
and
yet, but still for many Parisians. It is still.
I know.
Yes.
And to get people to see our exhibitions, it's
yes.
still there.
Yes.
It's
yes.
part of that old image. Well, still, it's an area that is getting very gentrified. You've got
yes.
coffee shops where you can have skinny lattes
and burger and veggie burgers.
Exactly.
And all that
so
stuff.
It's
yes.
all coming. It's coming nearer.
But from that point of view, our experience was very much into this evolution of the district.
Yes.
So it fitted very well.
And who works here?
Type of residents goes from designers to people building 3D printers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that all our residents have two faces. They have an artistic face and also a face very much more technical. We have here, for example, an architect and who also mm-hmm. developed his artistic
field.
Yes.
Field skills.
And our first idea was to melt in this building, yes, to mm-hmm. merge, tell it quickly, start-uppers and artists.
Yes.
And create synergies and to see what happened.
Exactly. But this is a very non-French way of working, I must say. It is something that happens a lot in London, in New York,
yes.
in Berlin. Mm. And it is one of the rare places here in Paris where that happens. There's WOMA,
mm-hmm.
which I have had the chance to meet and that I briefly spoke about in one of my first interviews, which you are connected with as
yes.
well.
Yes, Wuma is a very close partner mm. of this experience.
Mm. 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 And so, I believe as a journalist as well, you have American designers
yes.
working here.
Very different people, yes. We host so the redaction of a new internet media, Droguiste.
Droguiste.
Who curates the web from the contemporary art point of view.
Okay.
Eric is a former journalist of Libération.
Mm-hmm.
So a great daily, architect, web designers, developers, and also artists, strictly artists, mm. like Masha.
So what is your personal experience of having been coordinating at all for those months?
I had the feeling that we were innovating and was very exciting for me. I had to discover also all the artistic milieu, the artistic world of Paris, because the way to manage exhibitions. So I learned a lot from this point of view. And also I discovered that we were definitely, like you said before, innovating in this way.
It's very refreshing. Mm. I met this place, I believe, in March, throw away from my studio. And I found the people very easy to communicate with and quite efficient as well. So is this a project that you guys, because I believe the end is coming soon, the actual initial architectural project, monetary project will take place soon. What is next? Do you have any...
With this experience, Ourque Blanc, but... Nothing is sure right now. We would like to continue on with this kind of occupation of buildings,
which is quite a gentle occupation. It isn't like the typical French squatter.
No,
we want to destroy the society and all that.
Now, from the beginning,
it is a quite productive occupation.
Yes. For example, from the beginning, we wanted to have a management of this project. That's why I'm here. It's not, we are not into autogestion, what the English
word.
Yes,
it is self-sufficiency.
Yes. Mm. So it's very new in Paris. The squat movement is a big movement starting in the 80s, but this kind of temporary occupation of buildings is very new.
Well, the difference is between the French squat movement and the British squat movement, for example, is that it should be a way of getting out of a certain system, but it shouldn't be a way of living, per se. Which I think that here in France, people haven't quite understood that yet. That it could be a springboard, conclant,
right.
To a better
and
not a situation that has to be lived as a religion.
French way of thinking is very patriarchal and this is the main difference between the liberal culture of in England, in London, and in France, if you're not into the, if you're not mainstream, having done great schools and working in great companies, everything else is seen as kids' amusement.
Yes. Children's underground playground.
Yes, exactly. But what we are doing here is real work, real production. We are not here to... the people who are here doesn't need a roof, for example. So it's really a place to work, a place to create synergies and new projects.
And it is amazing because from what you're doing, using a space that is in will become something else, but you're using it in a profitable way, in a you allow people to work, to earn money, to sell their work, to promote themselves. And from this also perhaps for landlords to actually lend their spaces, their empty shops to make pop-up galleries or